This is the Cricket Minute and I'm Dr. V. Today is Friday, the 5th of April. Welcome everyone to today's episode, the IPL recap, week 2 highlights and insights. 18 matches have been played so far in the first 2 weeks of the season. Mumbai has not picked up a win yet. Mumbai is at the bottom of the table at number 10 with 3 losses from that 3 matches. They had just one match in the second week, that too was against Rajasthan Royals. Such a powerful batting lineup was only able to score 125 in the 20 overs to see Rajasthan Royals reach the target with about 5 overs and 6 wickets to spare. A massive loss. Apart from Mumbai's loss at home, interesting thing to talk about this game was the boos received by Hardik Pandya from the crowd. Mumbai fans are not taking the change of captaincy from Rohit to Hardik lightly. And they let Hardik feel their loyalty to Rohit by their boos to Hardik. Taking Mumbai Indians out, the rest of the 9 teams can be phased into 3 levels. KKR and Rajasthan Royals at the top level with 3 victories. CSK, LSG, SRH, PK and GT at the second level with 2 victories each. RCB and DC at the third level with 1 victory each. In the first week, we mentioned CSK as the best all-round team, but stakes changed in the second week. CSK lost to Delhi Capitals and SRH in the same week. CSK's bowling in the power play contributed to their downfall in both the games. They gave away 62 runs without taking any wicket in the power play against Delhi Capitals. And the game against SRH, CSK gave away 78 runs in the power play alone. One good thing for CSK fans, this week we were able to see MSD in action with the bat. Against Delhi Capitals, MSD scored an unbeaten quickfire 37 of 16. Virat Kohli, the run machine, is still at the top position as the most runs getter, with a close race from Riyan Parakh for the orange cap. Mustafizur and Mohit Sharma are the joint top wicket takers in the race for the purple cap. Maxwell has more wickets than Siraj. Siraj has more sixes than Maxwell. Rishabh Pant, Shubman Gill, Rinku Singh, Shivam Dubey, Mohit Sharma, Tilak Verma, Sanju Samson have raised their claims to the World Cup squad with their performance, consistent performances so far. The performance of the week comes from Mayank Yadav, 3 for 27 in 4 overs in his first match against Punjab and a scintillating 3 for 14 in 4 overs against RCB. His dismissal of Cameron Green, probably the dismissal of the week too. 2 back-to-back player of the match awards on his first 2 matches is an exceptional performance. A great find for LSG indeed. Not just with the awards, Mayank also made his mark by bowling fastest delivery of the season. That is 156.7. Not too far from the all-time Indian record of 157 by Umran Malik in IPL 2022 edition. Varun Chakravarti has picked up his bowling form with a great performance of 3 for 33 in 4 against DC. Sunil Narayan is hitting consistently at a rate of over 200. The batting form of Narayan, Rinku, Andreas suddenly makes KKR a prolific batting unit. On top of this, Angrish Raghuvamshi of KKR, an 18-year-old, hit a 26-ball 54 against Delhi Capitals. Punjab continues to be the mystery team. They chased down another 200 target silently with heroics from mystery players like Shashank Singh and Ashutosh Sharma. CSK needs to bowl well in the power play and tinker their batting order in order to go to the top again. KKR, RR, LSG and SRH are the top 4 contenders for the season based on the first 2 weeks of play. Exciting games ahead. Let's wait and watch. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode.